Rise and shine, people. College football season is officially here, and we get you ready for week one in the college ranks by previewing the Big Ten today. We'll do that in this segment. Do they win a third straight national championship? Can James Franklin win the big one? And who is this year's Indiana? That's going to be in this segment. It's 7:20. We go on to baseball as we have some daytime action if you want to get something on the card. At 7:40, can pumpkin spice latte season derail me from complaining about the day? Absolutely not. It's a Whine About It Wednesday. It's my favorite segment of the entire week. And we tell you what's grinding our gears on a Whine About It Wednesday. All coming up next on the Daily Tip. So, Jenks, I could use this for a Whine About It Wednesday, but I choose not to because I have other things in store for that. But have you noticed how these conference names that include numbers in the title, like, it's so confusing to me that the Big Ten has 18 teams. What are we doing? Like, the Big 12, do you think they have 12 teams? No, they don't. What about, does the Pac-12 still exist? It definitely doesn't have 12 teams. Remember when it went from Pac-10 to Pac-12 because of that reason? Should they be changing these names, or do you think it's such an iconic name like the Big Ten that you got to keep it?
Yeah, I think that's what it is, where you just have to accept the fact that the Big Ten has been around for so long and is so iconic. You would lose brand identity by changing it to the Big 18. And by the way, which we talked about, Cracker Barrel is going back to its old logo because of all the uproar. So they're going back because people just lost their minds about that, which we talked about. So it would be the same thing where, yes, it would make more common sense to change the name, but there's such a loyalty and such a history there, it just wouldn't make sense. So I know what you're saying, and I get confused too, but they can't do that.
Yeah, nah, there's too much into it. But it is difficult, like, looking at the Big Ten schedule and seeing all these teams like Washington, USC, because I always think of, what is it, that, like, Fox graphic that is, like, a cartoon and it flyers over all of the campuses. And it used to be, like, this one section of the country, but now they have to go all the way to USC. And it's just one of those things where you're like, oh, this is so confusing, but that's the world we live in college football. And I will say, from a scheduling standpoint, since the Big Ten has 18 teams, some of these teams get easy schedules. And we saw it play a role in the college football playoff last year, as Indiana did not have the toughest schedule in the world, and they parlayed it into a trip to the college football playoff. So, Jenks, I think a lot of the handicap in the Big Ten this year is looking at schedules and say, okay, which teams get Ohio State? Which teams have to travel to some tough places? So, from there, let's get into our betting preview. Okay. So, if you're looking for odds to win it, Ohio State is your favorite at plus 190. Penn State is plus 240. Let's stop there for a second. Did it surprise you that Ohio State has shorter odds than Penn State? A Penn State team that is extremely talented this year, returns their quarterback, and it feels like on paper should win a national championship?
I think this is Penn State's year. It should be their year. If not now, when? They are the most experienced team in the Big Ten when you talk about big names coming back, impactful players coming back. Drew Aller's back. So is Catron Allen, Nick Singleton. Right, they bring in Jim Knowles, who has been a defensive mastermind everywhere he has gone. And they already had a stout defense, a top 10 defense last year. This is the one thing holding them back. Maybe you've heard this before. It's James Franklin. Can he take the most talented team, this experienced group of guys who have all the talent to win it all, and finally get over the top? As a favorite, Penn State is 34-2. As an underdog, they're 0-6. So when they're favored to win, they get it done. But if they face a team that on paper is slightly better, they just can't get over the hump. But this has to be the year for Penn State. I think Ohio State is a little bit overvalued here just because it's Ohio State, because of the defending national champions. This has to be the year for the Nittany Lions. If they don't get it done this year, it's going to be another long wait.
Yeah, absolutely. But I would say I have more confidence in betting them to win the Big Ten than maybe the national championship, because I will say their schedule lines up pretty well. CBS Sports ranks them as having the 16th toughest schedule in the Big Ten out of 18 teams, which is, you know, too long didn't read, it is one of the easiest schedules, as opposed to Ohio State has the third hardest, because obviously Ohio State has that non-conference game to start the year against Texas that is a very tough one, even though it's a home game. So I think at plus 240, Penn State, like, that's the bet that I like the most. That or the win total, 10.5.
Yeah, I think that's a good bet. At plus 240, I don't mind Penn State. Like, don't they have to win it this year? Don't they just have to? I mean, they don't have to. I mean, they really don't have to. It just, when you look at them, you think of how they finished the season and how close they were, and it's another year of experience, and they bring so many guys back. They upgraded at receiver, you know, in the portal. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we were talking about LeVar Arrington II. I'm not saying he's going to have a huge impact this year, but it's just crazy to think about wearing his dad's old number, 11. And so he's a freshman on the team, which, oh my God, that makes me feel so old talking about LeVar Arrington II. But this, we've heard a lot of people who are very close to the sport, who follow the sport closely, and a lot of them say it has to be Penn State. And I think it does. Plus 240 isn't the best odds, but I would definitely take the Nittany Lions over the Buckeyes.
Do you think a team from the Big Ten wins the national championship?
I mean, it's certainly possible. I think it's going to be Texas. I think it might be Clemson, too. I honestly, I would bet on Texas. I would bet on Clemson. Or maybe Penn State. If it's going to be a team from the Big Ten, I think it's going to be Penn State. I think Ohio State, while they're going to be talented and they just plug and play players, we know this, I think we're giving them a little bit too much credit. And I feel like they're replacing a lot of guys, and it might take them a while to gel, which gives Penn State the advantage because they do have that experience that is already ready to go. So if it's going to be a Big Ten team, I think it's the Nittany Lions, but I say Penn State, Clemson, and Texas probably your top three.
Yeah, and plus it's just hard to win a national championship 3 years in a row from the same conference. Like, especially now that we have, you know, it feels like more parity between, well, I say that, but the Big Ten's won each of the last two national championships. So we'll see. So it does feel like a top-heavy conference where I do think it's probably going to come down to Ohio State and Penn State. But we've seen teams kind of come out of nowhere and make the college football playoff. We saw it last year with Indiana. So I know everybody's asking the same question. Who is this year's Indiana? Jinx, it could be Indiana, but it could be some other teams. I know people are high on Nebraska. Some people are making a case for Illinois if you're basing it on schedule strength, because Illinois has a pretty easy one. Are you taking any of those teams to be this year's Indiana?
I wouldn't mind putting a sprinkle on Illinois. I think Illinois is interesting because you're getting them at 40-1. They won 10 games last year for the first time in 23 years. They have a manageable schedule. Some tough games on there, but it's doable. And also they have Luke Altmyer back, a quarterback, who's very good. So, yeah, long odds. And there are certainly some teams in the conference who are better than Illinois. But I'm sure Brad Evans has a hot take on this because he's a big Illinois guy. I know he loves his Fighting Illini. But I do like Illinois.
Yeah, they do get Ohio State at home. Like, I still don't think I'm taking Illinois, but their schedule lines up pretty well. But there is a big game pretty early in the schedule, at least with Big Ten implications, where they do play Indiana on the road September 20th. And we were just talking about our ACC previews yesterday. Their second game of the season is on the road at Duke. It's an 11 a.m. game. Whoa. I think if they get caught sleeping, be careful, because Duke has a quarterback that they're paying $4 million of NIL money. So I would think he's got to be at least decent. But a lot of people like Illinois this year. And here's the difficult part, I think, of handicapping football, is sometimes it can feel like an echo chamber where one person starts buying in on a team and then it feels like everybody kind of follows suit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's really hard to go against the grain because everybody, like, one person's like, oh, Illinois, and you're like, hey, me too. And so sometimes you really have to do your own homework. I know a lot of people are high on Nebraska this year, but, like, how many times do we say, oh, Nebraska's back? Like, they've got this great, you know, proud pedigree, but I will say they do have some pieces that are easy to like. Mm-hmm. Dylan Raiola, the Patrick Mahomes wannabe, manning the ship out there. They are 35-1 to win the Big Ten. I think for teams like that, it's more win totals. Like, I don't think I'm taking those teams to win the Big Ten because I do think it's still a top-heavy conference. But what about 7.5 wins? Or what about any of these win totals for these teams not named Ohio State and Penn State?
I think I might go under on Ohio State. I didn't get to 10. But I think that, here's the thing. I know I'm coming at this from a Longhorns perspective, but Ohio State, if you look at sort of how they prepared for the season, like Julian Sain has like no experience as a college football starter. Like transfer from Alabama, has all the tools, but it was a battle there for a while. Like it was supposed to be him. He's the guy. We don't have to worry about it. He's our quarterback. There was a battle in camp before they finally decided, okay, it's Julian Sain. Also, Ryan Day, what was it, a week and a half ago, said they're still trying to figure out the offensive line. And they hadn't really come to a conclusion on which guys were going to start. And I know they lost a ton of talent on both sides. They just replaced those guys with blue chippers. But if it takes you a while to figure out your quarterback and you're still kind of shuffling around your offensive line, and also you have two new coordinators, those are a lot of question marks, right? So Ohio State absolutely has the pieces to come together at the end of the season. But you know how it is when you replace coordinators, because not only do you replace the talent, then this new talent has to learn a brand new system. And a lot of times you see a quarterback who has been in a system for 1, 2, 3 years, and they become better just because they're more familiar with the system. Same thing on the defensive side of the football. So I think because of that, I think there could be a couple games where the Buckeyes let down just because there are just so many new parts, not just on the field, but on the coaching staff.
Right. And I think when your top two players are receivers, as luxurious as that is, you still need a quarterback to throw to them. So, yeah. Like, if your quarterback is not effective, it kind of cancels out some of the effectiveness of top-tier receivers. So, we'll see how that plays out for Ohio State. As far as win totals go, I think Indiana's, maybe you could make a case for the over there. It's set at 8.5. I was just looking at their schedule. They, again, have a pretty easy schedule. It's not as easy as it was last year. But I think their tough ones are going to be on the road at Iowa. That's a tough place to play. On the road at Oregon, those two games are back-to-back. I'm counting those as losses. They're going to lose to Penn State on the road. But other than that, it's Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State. Jeez. They get Illinois at home, Michigan State at home, UCLA at home, on the road at Maryland, go to Penn State, that's a loss, Wisconsin at home, and then Purdue. So I think there's 9 wins in there. I think it's exactly 9. I think Indiana's going to win 9 games.
God, that schedule is nice. Very nice.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
I think that's the thing in the Big Ten. When you have 18 teams, you don't have to play all the big dogs.
Yeah. It's crazy. Probably take a loss to Kennesaw State, Indiana State. Like, God, schedule is nothing. By virtue of schedule alone, I think I put a sprinkle on that. That's wild. That's a weak schedule.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know, the fighting Justin Verlanders of Old Dominion.
ODU.
But schedule matters, especially like for win totals. Like, I'm not buying into like some of these fringy teams to win a national championship. Like, as much as I'd love to talk about like a fringy team from the Big Ten or the SEC to win a national title, like right. We've seen a steady diet of blue bloods winning a national championship. I'm not saying they can't get to the college football playoff, but I think it's very similar to basketball. Once you get to that like top final four stage of things, like the cream rises to the top.
Yes. And also, when you have a conference like the Big Ten with so many teams, you tend to forget about the other teams at the bottom, right? Why would you pay attention to those teams? I just happened to glance here and see that Purdue's win total is set at 2.5.
Their schedule's brutal.
Oh.
Like, they have the hardest schedule, I think, in the Big Ten.
God. That's a bad combination. Not a talented team. Brutal schedule. Win total at 2.5. I mean, somebody's got to be at the bottom, but that's just insane to see that.
Is it basketball season yet? That's what they're thinking.
The Boilers are like, just please, we're going to skip football. It didn't happen this year. Straight to basketball.
Yeah, remember how good Zach Edey was? Let's remember those days.
Yeah, you guys remember Zach, right?
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, coming up next, our daily baseball best. What we've got on the card for today, that's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.